Today is Monday, April 17th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Cheese Ball Day. Let's celebrate. It is also National Crawfish Day. You know, when I was growing up, we used to call crawfish crawdads. And I don't know if you, I mean, I guess this is, first of all, I am not generally an eater of air quotes seafood. And when I say seafood, I mean anything that swims for a living. So a cow doesn't count. I know a cow will swim. Actually, I don't know if a cow will swim. I mean, I assume a cow, you know, let me look that up right now. Let's just ask ChatGPT. Because as we know, ChatGPT knows everything and never makes anything up. Is always 100% accurate, and we should believe everything that ChatGPT says, right? By the way, you know, guys, I'm paying for ChatGPT now. Can a cow swim? Yes, cows can swim. Although not known for their swimming abilities, cows are capable of swimming short distances when necessary. They might not be as graceful or efficient as other animals in the water, but they can stay afloat and move through water using their legs to paddle. They occasionally swim across rivers or bodies of water to reach new grazing areas or escape danger. However, swimming is not a regular activity for cows, and they are not built for extended periods in the water. You know, Mark is similar to that. I mean, not that he's not built for swimming, but he's, I mean, he, I'm not saying that he's built like a, I'm not saying that he's built like a cow, okay? I'm saying he swims when necessary, but he doesn't think that he can swim, basically. So, bottom line, I don't like seafood, what I categorize as seafood, generally. Although I am trying to expand my palate, and we'll talk about that either in a later episode of Geeky Gay, or we'll talk about it on Mixed Minus, or both, I don't know. But my knowledge, there are all these crawdad boils, or crawfish boils, but they would call them crawdads or crawdaddies or, you know, whatever. And so that's what we used to call them. And they, as far as I know, a lot of them could be caught in ditches on the side of the road, not even in a pond or a lake, or, I mean, maybe they can be caught. But what I remember is their ditches would fill with water, and these crawdads would come up, and they would just use nets and catch these, you know, catch these crawdads. Can you catch crawdads or crawfish in ditches? Yes, you can catch crawfish, also known as crawfish or crawdads. Oh, crayfish, in ditches, provided that the conditions are suitable for them. Crawfish prefer shallow, slow-moving water with plenty of hiding spots like rocks, logs, or vegetation. They can often be found in ditches, creeks, ponds, swamps, and other small bodies. So yeah, they used to catch them in ditches, so I'm not crazy. And then they would eat them like you would have like a boil where you would, you know, and they would do it similar to a boil. Like they would do corn on the cob and potatoes and all this kind of stuff. And they would, you know, just throw it out on a table or whatever. I grew up an hour north of Louisiana, so I assume some of the stuff, you know. So anyway, it's similar to what they would do in Louisiana. But yeah, so celebrate. If you eat those, go eat some. Go out to your ditch and catch some crawdads. All right, so there is so much to talk about, you guys, because as you know, I pre-recorded a few days last week, and so a lot of things happened last week. There is no way that I'm going to remember it all, but it's okay. I deserve a break from recording occasionally, and if I don't remember everything, it will be all right. Also, I assume Daniel will bring up some things on the next Mix Minus that we record, although we're not recording again until like the 28th of April or something. So I told him to put some stuff in the Trello, so hopefully we'll have some topics to talk about. But so Mark and I worked on Wednesday, And we worked Wednesday morning, and then the goal was to get Sydney to my parents because they're watching her. I've been informed by people, by Daniel and Zach, that I may not always have to say Sydney the dog, because in, like, if I say I walked Sydney the dog, you would assume I'm not walking a person. But I took Sydney, our pet, to my parents' house in the morning. I got up and did my workout. I took Sydney to my parents, and then I came back and I had some stuff that I needed to finish up at work. And so I did all that. Mark did some stuff that he had to do for work as well. And then our plane was leaving around 1 in the afternoon. So I picked up breakfast on the way back from dropping Sydney off because we were not going to have time to eat lunch. And I thought, well, and I wasn't sure how long it was going to take us to get through security and everything at the airport. Although we have a small airport. Although our airport is really nice. It's nice and modern looking. It's not, you know, all the furniture is nice. There is one restaurant, but there's also that Mrs. Annie's or whatever pretzel place or whatever. Who is it? Annie's? I don't know. The pretzel thing that's in all the airports. And we also have an Einstein Brothers Bagels, I believe. So that's expanding, but they're also expanding the airport itself. When we went last time, they've got all this construction stuff stood up in the front of the airport, and it looks like they're expanding the lobby, but also adding some more baggage claim areas and modern, you know, making them look even more modern and stuff. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but so we got there. We left about 11. Our plane was leaving at 1, and really we don't need to allow that much time, but I wanted to make sure that nothing went wrong. Because again, because we have a small airport, there's never a long line in security. Mark has global entry and I have TSA pre-check, so we can also go through the shorter line and we don't have to unpack our bags and, you know, like take our laptop out and all that. And we made it fine. We made it to the airport fine. No kind of drama there. And we got through, we checked our bags in and we got through security and I did get a snack. I got a bagel with some honey butter almond cream cheese. I guess there was no butter. I guess it was just honey almond cream cheese. But anyway, regardless, it was good. Our flight was to Charlotte, North Carolina, which I guess is a hub for American Airlines. I will tell you guys, it must still be spring break for some people. It was so busy in that airport. I mean, in the Charlotte airport. It was standing room only in most of the gates. There were people standing all over the place, waiting for flights to leave. So we get there, and we were supposed to have roughly a two-hour layover in Charlotte. And we get there, and we're doing our thing. We did not eat anything because we couldn't find any food that we wanted to eat. And we thought, oh, we're going to have dinner in Florida. You know, when we get to Florida, we're going to have dinner with Zach and Daniel. And so we're sitting there, you know, just, I don't know what we're doing, but we're sitting there waiting for the plane. And they come over about the time that we would start boarding. They come over the speaker and they say, excuse me, I'm totally wrong. See, I'm already forgetting stuff, guys. We boarded on time. There was no problem with boarding. We're sitting on the plane. We've been on the plane. Everybody finished boarding. And we're like, he's like, oh, you know, we're going to take off in 10 or 15 minutes. We expect good weather, yada, yada, yada. About 5 minutes later, the pilot comes on. He says, this has never happened to me before, but I've been informed by ground crew that one of the ground crew personnel was walking under the plane and his hat and sunglasses were sucked up into the HVAC system of the airplane. And he said, we had to call maintenance to get them to come and remove the hat and sunglasses before we can take off. And he said, this has never happened to me before. I'm so sorry. Everything was set for us to go on time, yada, yada. So we're on the airplane for about 30 minutes. he comes back on the line, on the speaker. We had to turn the HVAC system off for maintenance to do their work, and they were able to retrieve the hat and most of the sunglasses, but unfortunately, one of the lenses they have still not been able to find. So we are going to have to deplane. So anyway, we had to deplane. We were supposed to arrive in Florida around 8 p.m. We ended up arriving around 10:30 p.m. We had to deplane. So that was how we started our trip. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.